So, hello and welcome to the Creating a Business Beyond This Reality Summit. My guest today is a phenomenal change agent, and she really helps people get clarity for their businesses. So, I'm so joyful to welcome Katarina Nielsen. And tell me, Katarina, where are you in the world?
Hi, Erica. Thank you for having me. I am in Stockholm, Sweden. I am Swedish and I am at home for the time being.
Nice. You know, yeah. One of the things you talk about is naming and coming up with name and brand. And I honestly haven't seen something mess people up more than trying to get clarity on their name or their brand, or feeling that if they don't have that, they can't do their business. And it seems like it's just something that gets people stuck up in things. And what can you help us with that to give people more space as they're growing their business?
And you know what? It's so much about the identity. So the identity of the, like, the name is one of the most important identity carrier of your brand. And starting with the name is so logical. If you go to your graphic designer and ask for a logotype, he or she will be really baffled if you don't have the name set.
So, right. You know? Can you make me a logo about something?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. I will be back with the name after. So that's good, you know. No. So and I get that when you as a new entrepreneur, when you're starting up your business, you might not be 100% clear about your offering and your business either. So it's a process of gaining more and more clarity. And the name, you would like to choose a name that can embrace all of you and your offering now and in the future. So you need to have the awareness in the future as well. And you know,
I think that was something when we first met, it was a while back, that you had such a bigger vision. It was like you were like, put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
It was like, it seemed almost like it seems like part of the dogmatism of the entrepreneur is that you must niche small. And actually I felt I got in my head when we were talking was it was bigger than that. Tell me a little bit about how we can name but also be all that we are.
Yeah, so I would say be bold, be brave, and choose a name that can allow you to expand and grow. And many times that means that not being descriptive in your name. So don't choose a name that reflects your offering today, because you will most probably grow out of that name, since you are a creator and you expand your offering and your business all the time. So then it's better to have a little bit more freestanding or a fancy name, and then you can describe in a tagline and in your communication what you do. So my best advice for you guys is to choose a name that mirrors who you be, you're the soul of your business, the core.
You know, that sounds really pretty. And one of the things I just wanted to bring people to was in our new book, you talk about monetizing your creativity. And that's pretty kind of fascinating also. So maybe I want to start with something like negative, like what stops us? What keeps us, what blocks us from that monetizing that creative element of our being?
Yeah, that is a great question. And I see... So if I may back a little bit, you said, Erica, that so having this larger vision, or that we can actually include so much more in our business and in our living, to have and be curious and be enthusiastic about our lives, I think that is really key. So what I did a few years back was I included also artwork and painting in my life. And it expanded and the energy was so beautiful and so joyful. And when you include and when you invite more joy in your life, that joy doesn't really just keep itself when it comes to your hobby, for example.
Right.
It spreads all over and it's contagious. And all of a sudden your business grows and your relationships improve. And it has so many positive effects. So this is where I encourage everyone to invite more creativity of the kind that you prefer and what you love in your life. And then the next step is, so what would it take for me to also have this as a business and monetize it and make money from it?
I love that. I'm really getting when we are our most expansive self, we're so afraid, like because we didn't niche down, we might turn people off. But we forget that by being our biggest self, you know, by being that expansive self, we're actually going to attract new people who are going to be like, oh my gosh, like, where have you been?
Yeah, I know. And you said, why are we stopping us? One example for me, I had in mind, hey, I'm a consultant. I have the brand naming business. And what if I go out here and say that I'm also an artist? What will people think about me?
Right.
So that was where I limited myself. So I had put this one label on myself. And now I was kind of curious of this other label. So what if we just let all those labels go and just play with and use the energy that small kids have? They don't stop themselves when they play. They just play and play and play, and then they get bored and they choose something else. So that is also how you get your creative juices moving all the time.
Right.
So that is actually creating our lives. So every day and every choice we make and every choice we don't make is actually creating our future in our business and in our living. So I would say,
I remember
what's really fun for you. Yeah.
I remember my first couple books I published were about real estate. And not the books I wrote, but the first couple books I published for others. Uh-huh. And I felt very calm about that because I knew there was a market for that. Like, everyone needs to know how to buy and sell homes. Like, it was so easy. And when I first started branching out into what I love, it was like 2012, 2013. And I remember being so nervous because I was like, well, who's going to like books that are that woo-woo, right?
We are many weirdos out there.
but when I went out there and I said, you know what, this is what I love to publish, is things that are in expansion. They're different. They're not what you think. They're not maybe what anyone's even ready for. Like, it's new edge things. As soon as I just was okay, like, I just allowed myself to publish what made me happy, it was interesting because it was on a whole new paradigm. You know, it was like this whole expansive whole place where it ended up being better than I could have possibly imagined. But I remember,
and possibly also with more ease.
Oh, but I was so scared because I printed like 3 books on real estate first.
Yeah. So were you scared or were you excited?
Yeah, excited, right?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how much more excitement can we have and go when we are courageous and brave and bold and go outside of our comfortable little box and see and peek out and really, you know, get a taste of what is on the other side, or, you know, a little bit further. And we kind of move all the time. That's so rewarding. And it is really money-wise as well, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I stopped worrying.
Yeah, when we go into that, oh, now I have it. Now I know I have my concept. That's more when we go into maintain, which is very close to distract. You know, it's like it's not motive. It's not fun anymore. It's not inspiring. So possibly many more of us need to be on the creative edge all the time to look at what else, what is there, what more can I expand into?
When I heard you say that, I actually saw, I could completely vision like you on the other side of the river, like holding out your hand to those who are seeking and saying, you know, I've braved this and it's okay. Mm. You know, I could almost see like that whole sort of, I don't know what you would call it, like, it's like the pathway, like you're opening the new pathways for others.
I love that. And you know what? When I had my first art exhibition, the name of it was The World Desires You. So I'm all about that. I know that we, all of us, we have so much more than we show to the world for all these different reasons. We don't dare to, we are afraid of, you know, that what other people will say, the judgments of others. And sometems we also equal ourselves to our creations. And if someone doesn't approve of what I have created, they kind of diminish and they reject me as a person, as a being, which is not true. So, and I think many people, we would have an easier time creating and also showing our creations when we detach a bit from our creations. We are not our creations. They are their own life forms in a way.
Oh my gosh, that was huge. That was huge. When I took Happy Publishing like out of my solar plexus and I moved it like a foot in front of me, this was 2014, and I started actually just asking it questions. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It was a palpable difference of capacity. It was fascinating. You know, we just have a few minutes left. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about expansion? And I just, you know, we have a good couple number of minutes left. So tell us a little bit about expanding your business and just like growing beyond what might be expected.
Yeah, that is totally going with what is joyful and exciting for you, to keep that creation mode on all the time and to be that enthusiasm in what you are creating. So and also go for what is ease for you and what is light, what you know is true for you. And don't listen so much to, you know, the market or what other people say, or, you know, the so-called experts. So what if you know what you can be and what's really joyful for you?
I love that. You know, I love that. When it's right, you do not go around asking everyone, should I do this? When it's so right, you are completely engaged. It's a completely different energy than, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, you know? Yeah. And then you look for all this validation, but when it's completely on, it's not even a question, right? It's just, I must, or I will, or this will be fun, or it's that knowingness, right?
Yeah. And that's also when we create from a state of relaxation, we just know, we just be. So that's also something I would encourage more of us to choose more the state of relaxation and non-judgment. For example, when you are out in a forest after it has rained, and you that sense of the air and the smells and everything, there is no judgment in that situation and in the forest. So that's also when we don't have judgments in our world, that's when we are in creation mode. So once there is judgment of any kind in our world, or we perceive judgment, we close out creation. So this is really key to keep ourselves in this state of non-judgment and inviting possibilities and creativity all the time. And no matter if that is, if you're writing a book or you're painting or you're creating a new business. So this is really one of the best tips for entrepreneurs and for everyone.
I
would
love
like
it.
To expand in beyond this reality, really.
So Katerina, how can we find you? How can we find out more about you? What's your website and how do we reach you?
So the naming agency is called Equarium. So it is EQVARIUM.com, Equarium.com. And you can reach out to me at KaterinaNilsson.com and also KaterinaNilsonArtwork.com if you're interested.
Yes, we must go look at your artwork.
And that is so fun for me to also facilitate workshops within painting and see people just, you know, have the courage to actually paint when they haven't had it before and see the happy smiles when they're creating something that they are really happy with. So,
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Erica. I love this conversation.
Thank you.